Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of my podcast. It is called The Way Up, Healing Wounds from Church Hurt. My name is Doug Vasey, and I'm an ordained minister and a graduate of a Christian seminary. I appreciate everyone who took time to listen to the first episode. I know that there are a lot of people out there who are suffering from church hurt, and I want to be able to offer help and encouragement. In the first episode, I talked about knowing you are loved by God as the first step in healing from church hurt. I know it may seem simplistic, like throwing out a popular song title like "All You Need Is Love," or "Love Is the Answer." I also know that healing from church hurt can be a long process. Oftentimes it can take years, and along the way there can be setbacks where there's a triggering event and it feels like that old wound is fresh again. So I don't want it to seem like something that is quick and easy. Just as with a physical wound, you may end up with a scar there, but you also may end up stronger than before. The key to being healed is to understand what happens to us when we experience church hurt. In the first episode, I gave a definition of church hurt from an article on Theos U. The article adds, "Church hurt can take many forms and impacts people differently, from sexual abuse to emotional abuse to misapplying God's word. Church hurt wounds can run deep." The article identifies some examples, such as shunning and condemnation for what a church feels is an egregious sin or even unforgivable in their eyes, public sharing of a struggle that was told to a leader in confidence, sexual harassment by a trusted leader, telling someone that they could be healed of a disease or physical condition if they only have more faith, or even a well-meaning but immature person saying the wrong thing in the wrong way. Of course, there can be many more examples that I could give of church hurt, but the heart of all of them is that the person who has been wounded by church hurt will feel shamed, guilty, demeaned, thinking they don't measure up to others, and generally unworthy of being forgiven or loved. And because these wounds have come from leaders or members within the church, it can be easy to feel that God Himself believes that we are unworthy of forgiveness and love, especially when people may have joined or attended that particular church because they believe that they would find more of God there. It becomes even more painful. And the result is anger at God and the rejection of any church. And so that is why I state that the first step in the healing process is to begin to grasp you are loved. Since John 3:16 is the most well-known verse in the Bible, it is a good reference. Yet that love can still be difficult to grasp when you have been wounded. Someone may still believe that God so loved the world, but feel that it means that He loves everyone else, but not me, because I have been deemed unworthy. A.W. Tozer was a popular pastor and writer in the first half of the 20th century. In his book, No Greater Love, he speaks about John 3:16. He says, just because someone knows something, it does not mean they've experienced it. For example, a person may know John 3:16, but that does not mean they understand it and have embraced it and experienced it. It is the experiencing of John 3:16 that brings life into true spiritual perspective. God says, I love you so much that I sent my son to die for you so you could experience my love for you. To truly embrace and experience the love of God, we need to understand what the Bible says. And that is summed up in 1 John 4:8. God is love. One author says that this means he isn't just loving, but he is the very definition of love. Tozer adds, God delights in us, and his whole love is focused on us. God's love has so much passion and power in it that it overrides common thinking. It is the love of God that overwhelms me and brings me into the brightness of his delight. A man on TikTok called Dude with Good News said that everyone who ends up in heaven will have been wrong about something. And that is, we all will have underestimated the love of God. God's love is amazing. It is far greater than anything we can imagine. And it is unconditional, meaning it does not vary based on whether we are deserving of love at any particular time, like our love for others in this world can be. So the truth that God is love means you are never unworthy of his love. 1 John 3:1 says that his great love has been lavished on us. There's nothing that you can do to make him love you more, and there's nothing that you can do that will make him love you less. Indeed, you are loved by God deeply and intimately, and there's nothing that you can do about it except to accept it and bask in it, which means to savor it, luxuriate in it, and soak it up. Then we start to experience it. A friend and I were discussing my first episode in regard to my statement that healing from church hurt starts with grasping the truth that God loves you. My friend asked if I thought that God doesn't love me as much as others because of all that I have been through. My answer was, no, I don't. As I have thought about that more, I would expand my answer. And I would say, no, I don't think that God loves me less than others now. But I have thought that. I grumbled to God that I'd given up a lot to become a pastor and sacrificed a lot to move our family to be part of what turned out to be a toxic, damaging group. I grumbled that it wasn't fair. But now, after healing, I am totally convinced that God loves me as much as anyone else, and that he desires to dance and sing over me. I know Jesus Christ better, and I have a deeper relationship with him that grows all the time. And I love God deeply and more each day. I pray that anyone who has been through the pain and trauma of church hurt can come to that same conclusion. It's not easy, and it takes time, but boy, is it worth it in the end. So I invite you to join me as I share my journey in healing. I encourage you to grasp that God is love. And I invite you back next week for the next episode. Thank you.